The Entertainment Wrap podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the Entertainment Wrap.
So, Johnny, I don't like Twitter trolls or social media mean people, but this one is kind of funny. So People Magazine claims that Pink recently engaged in a Twitter feud with a fan who told her she looks so old that she should be named Purple instead.
I love that because that is almost like a playground insult.
It is. It's like a playground. And then like I want Pink to be like, you're rubber, I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever.
Yeah.
But Pink kind of responded with, she threw some shade back. She said, you must be from L.A. Okay. Well, there are a few people left in the world that choose to age naturally. I've earned every minute of my 38 years. How you looking, though? Because I never heard of you till you put my name in your mouth. I'll call you a little purple troll.
Oh,
and then she went on and on. She must have just tweeted a lot because that's a lot of words for a tweet.
Didn't they change the tweets?
Now you can
do like 280 characters now?
Oh, that's dumb. Yeah, that makes
insulting people like harder.
Well, you need a zinger. Like, you need to like keep those insults to 140 characters or less. You got to leave enough room for people to at you too. So like,
if I'm insulting you, you don't want to read a paragraph. You would rather read like two sentences,
right,
or maybe just one.
And then you can just go back and forth.
Yeah.
So zing.
But I still think it was a pretty good zing. But
it was a good zing. But she zinged her back. So
I will say that Pink is beautiful.
She is.
She's obviously just one most beautiful person in the world, or whatever it was. People Magazine. So. I think she's looking all right at 30. What is she, 38?
Agreed. I think she looks great.
Another person that also looks great, Kelly Clarkson. She told Billboard magazine that she's not going to slam other singers when she hosts the Billboard Music Awards on Sunday night on NBC. Maybe she needs Pink to be like her co-host so that they can be like the good cop, bad cop kind of thing. But she says, I'm not a comedian, so like I'm not going to be able to get up there and make fun of a bunch of artists, and I don't want to do that because, well, it's not really my vibe unless it's like, you know, Blake sitting there and I'd make fun of him. She's done that. She does a lot of that on The Voice. But she did tell Billboard. She did tell Billboard, you know, maybe it's Adam or Alicia maybe, but I don't know anybody that well other than them to make fun of anybody.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to know them to make fun of them.
Well, it's a little bit of a different. If you're like with your co-star and you're like making fun, like throwing jabs because you guys are both like peers and you know, like each other, that's one thing. But like being mean to contestants and
I
don't know, it doesn't feel nice.
I guess you're right. I'm looking forward to seeing her do that show. That's coming up on Sunday. A lot of stuff. We talked about a lot of good performances and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like it's going to be great. So.
It might be an award show I might actually watch.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to wait and see that on Sunday. But that's the Entertainment Wrap for today.
Hang in there. Warm breezes off.